Chapter 2. Lexi's mind whirled with questions as they waited on the front steps for the police. You don't think those nice old people that lived here before you killed that person, do you?
The McDonald's?
Jack scrunched his face up.
I doubt it. They were just a nice elderly couple, and they certainly didn't act as if they were offloading a house with a mummy in the basement. I think it's more likely it was the builder.
So you think the builder had a body to hide and made a secret room for it in the basement? That seems like the timing would have had to be perfect. Wouldn't someone have noticed that the foundation was off? Jack shrugged.
Maybe, but the space is so narrow that I doubt anyone would have noticed because the walls looked exactly the same from the inside.
But why would a builder have a dead body? Lexi wondered, then attempted to answer her own question. Maybe the builder was mixed up with organized crime. Or maybe he took a payoff to hide bodies in his basements. Maybe all the homes in the neighborhood have a secret room with a mummy in them. Jack laughed.
I doubt it's anything like that.
Lexi pressed her lips together. Why did the McDonald's leave all their stuff anyway? I mean, it seems to me that would be a perfect way to discourage anyone from going near that back wall.
During the final walkthrough for the house, I went in the basement and it was as full as it is now, Jack said. The McDonald's seemed very embarrassed that they hadn't been able to get the stuff out in time. They were overwhelmed and moving to a senior assisted living place with no room for any of it. Charlie had a bad hip and couldn't even go in the basement. They had no kids and no one to help them haul it out. I took pity on them and said they could leave it and I'd deal with it.
Lexi's heart flooded with warmth at Jack's compassionate gesture. Aw, that was sweet. She pecked Jack on the cheek and smiled, noticing his neck turn an embarrassing shade of pink. It wasn't often that the tough detective let people see his softer side, but Lexi knew it was there. Her happy feeling didn't last long, though, because seconds later, a caravan of Brook Ridge Falls police cars pulled up. Detective Watson Davies catapulted out of the lead car and stormed in their direction. She stood, staring down at them, her hands on the hips of her tight black jeans. Lexi noticed she was wearing a black t-shirt with BFPD stamped in large white letters. The shirt was tucked into her jeans, which sported a gleaming gold badge clipped at her hip. Lexi's stomach took a dive. She'd hoped that Jack's best friend and partner, John Darling, would be investigating. It figures they'd get Davies. Lexi had worked with Davies a few times in the past. Well, worked with wasn't exactly right. More like worked against. Though, to be fair, Davies had always shown she was interested in making sure justice was served. She and Lexi had had a somewhat adversarial relationship, even though Davies had redeemed herself with a few random acts of kindness. And the diminutive detective did seem to have a tight bond with Nance. Davies tilted her head at Lexi.
I got a call about a mummy. This is a joke, right?
Lexi shook her head.
I should have known such a call would have something to do with you, Mrs. Baker Perillo.
It really doesn't have anything to do with Lexi.
Jack put his arm around Lexi's shoulders and pulled her next to him.
She just happened to be here helping me. The body is in my basement.
Davies raised a perfectly plucked brow at Jack, and he shrugged.
Come on in, and I'll show you.
Jack stood up, pulling Lexi with him. Davies motioned to the crime scene techs, who had been taking various pieces of equipment out of the cars behind her, and they all trudged into the house. Davies looked up at Jack.
Seriously, Perillo, if this is a joke...
Jack raised his palm.
No joke, I swear.
They filed through the living room into the kitchen. Jack pointed to the basement door and gestured for Davies and her entourage to go down first.
Geez, Perillo, what are you? Some kind of hoarder?
Davy stood at the bottom of the stairs, looking out over the fully packed basement.
No, actually, all of this is from the people who lived here before me. We were trying to sort it out so we can sell the house.
Davy's eyes fell on the plate of meringue cookies, and she glanced over at Lexi.
Are these yours?
Lexi nodded.
Help yourself.
Davies picked up a small cookie and shoved it in her mouth, screwing up her face as she chewed.
Need sugar.
Davies mumbled around the mouthful of cookie, then swallowed, brushed off her fingers, and looked around the basement.
No. Where exactly is this mummy?
Over here.
Jack led them to the back wall and pointed at the hole. Davies held out her hand, palm up, without saying a word, and one of the crime unit techs slapped a flashlight into it. She squatted down, level with the hole, and aimed the light inside.
It's on the right, Jack said.
Davies adjusted her aim.
Holy cow, I guess there really is a mummy in here. Never seen one of these before.
She pulled her head out and looked at Jack.
So how do you figure it got in here?
Jack shrugged.
I have no idea, but if you look at the wall, you can see someone took great care to make this false wall look like it was the end of the basement. It matches the intersecting walls perfectly.
Davies picked her way over to the corner, inspecting the walls with her flashlight. They were covered in a cement coating, but Lexi knew from the outside of the house that the basement was actually made from cinder blocks. Inside, the coating gave it a more finished look, that of cement or stucco. Davies ran her hand along the wall.
Right. I see it's cinder block, but plastered over. Do you think that was on purpose to make this little room?
I have no idea, Jack said.
How long have you lived here?
Jack scrunched his face and looked at the ceiling.
I think it's going on 5 years now.
Bodies can mummify in less than a year under the right conditions,
Davies mused. A crime scene tech interrupted their conversation.
You don't expect us to climb in there, do you?
He asked, pointing to the small hole. Jack shook his head.
No, I guess we'll have to widen the opening. But be careful not to disturb the area in back. Get some plastic bags and I'll help you widen it. We'll put the cement we remove in the bags so we can do forensic testing on the pieces later. And then let's...
Hold on there.
Davies held her hands up, palms out, and scowled at Jack.
What?
Jack's brows creased as he looked from Davies to the hole to the crime scene techs.
I'm the one in charge here, so I'll give the orders, Davies said.
Jack's brows shot up.
Well, you're only in charge because it's my day off. Tomorrow I'll take over and...
Sorry, Jack. I don't think you'll be taking over. In fact, I'm going to have to ask you to leave the crime scene area.
What? Why?
You can't investigate a crime in your own basement. Conflict of interest. And besides, right now, you're the number one suspect.